o'clock here, DC 101, with the Grease Man parking away. That's a new 4321101, if you'd like to jump on the telephone. If you'd like a piece of the action, let's do it. Hello, waddle doodle doodle waddle doodle doodle doodle.
Hi.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm depressed.
What's the matter?
Oh, we don't want to talk about it. But look, can you play something about you and Daddy? That's the only thing I can think of that would make me not...
Yeah, you like to hear about my daddy.
Listen, is your wife pregnant yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you never know. You know, we're not in any rush. We'd like to enjoy our privacy and our joy together. But when the time comes, you can bet I'll be the proud papa. Yeah, I'll probably be in there. Oh, yeah, standing there with a little sponge. That's it. Bear down, Presley, whatever that is. The Lamaze, whatever it is. I'll tell you one man that would never, ever be in a room with a woman having a baby. And that'd be my daddy! I mean, I remember when I was married to Estelle. And the subject come up. I said, yeah, daddy, when the time comes Estelle's pregnant, I'm going to go to that Lamaze thing. I'm going to help Mama be there, standing in the operating room all draped up with a mask on, sponge, helping the doctor. Daddy just looked at me and said, what are you, crazy boy? I said, what do you mean, Daddy? Wasn't you in the room with Mama when I was born? He said, hell no, I wasn't in the room when you was born. That is nasty, son. You don't want to be in there. I said, Daddy, it's the most beautiful experience known to man. He said, yeah, that's what they tell you. But let me tell you one thing. Let me sum it up in one word, son. Lasagna. I said, come on, Dad. He said, lasagna, boy. Lasagna. He said, you think you ever going to be doing any gobbling together after you see a spectacle like that? I said, Daddy, for crying out loud. He said, tell me, son, you watch your space. You probably end up taking a massive gas, and sometimes they'll do that, too. Just imagine, there she is, the object of all your amorous behavior, taking a massive gas. Lasagna, boy. He said, not only that, that Lamaze thing, that ain't one night. That's every night. Week after week, you go into that thing, missing out on your bowling, missing out on your ball game, when you should be watching TV. You in that thing with a bunch of other people in blankets. Some bearded college maggot telling you how to breathe. The doctors handle that. Boy, that's what they get paid for. Right out loud, does the car mechanic ask you to get in the car with there and hold the wrenches for him while he's tuning up the car? Hell no! Let the doctor earn his money, boy! She'd be out there in the waiting room with the other men, doing it the manly way, pacing in a smoking camel's, talking to the other guy. Is this your first? Yes, my first. And then you wait until the doctor sticks his head out and says, it's a boy, 7 pounds, 9 ounces. Then you pass out cigars, and you go in and you see your honey. After she's all cleaned up, they got the sweat and the poop wiped off. They give you the baby after it's done been hosed down. It's all pink and nice instead of looking shriveled and nasty. Tell Estelle you ain't gonna be taking none of that Lamaze. You tell Estelle she's gonna be doing it the way women have done it for hundreds of years. It's only lately in this day and age of liberation, everybody and his brother wants to be in there on the act. You tell Estelle at dinner tonight that you ain't gonna be in there, that you're gonna be bowling with your daddy. There ain't gonna be no Lamaze. There ain't gonna be no pictures taken. It's just gonna be birth as usual. Unless, of course, you're a wuss, son. In which case, I said, no, Daddy. I ain't no wuss. He said, well, you tell her tonight, it'd be a good time to tell her before she even gets pregnant. I said, well, all right. So we went out to dinner like I was planned. Daddy and Mama, me and Estelle. We're sitting there, and Daddy said, why don't you tell her? Estelle looked at me and said, tell me what? She said, you got something to tell me? Spit it out. Daddy said, go ahead, boy, tell her. I said, well, Estelle, it's about, you know, when you're pregnant and you're getting ready to have the baby. She said, yeah, right. And you're going to be there, aren't you? You're going to be there holding my hand, helping me go through the whole Lamaze with me. Aren't you, Nino? Aren't you? I said, well, Estelle, she said, you are going to be there, honey, aren't you? I said, yeah, of course, Estelle, I'll be there with you. Daddy just looked at me and said, boy, order the lasagna.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
It's the Grease Man. With rock and roll, the best of the new and old on WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.